Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Julia.
I'm sitting in the big boy chair here. Ian is off gallivanting around at some kind of school board meeting. He's running for office, and I guess he'll be back when he's back. Until then, stuck with the B team. 855-453. By the way, go to freetalklive.com. We have archives there. Archives going back many, many, many years. We have more audio than you can consume at archives.freetalklive.com. We have, of course, the last 7 days right on the front of the website at freetalklive.com. But you can get many years worth at archives.freetalklive.com. We bring that to you for free because that's the way we think this whole radio thing should go. It's archives.freetalklive.com. So, Julia, there's a story about some cops acting badly.
You didn't send me the link.
Oh, I thought I had sent you the link. Okay. Well, I can go ahead and start the story off here. So it's from rawstory.com. You got it?
Yeah, I just got it. I guess by our computers are not connecting well right now.
I see. Well, you know, it's the inner tubes.
Yes. So from rawstory.com, police spies slept with abandoned female targets on taxpayer dime.
Okay. So police spies slept with abandoned female targets on taxpayer dime?
Yes.
Okay.
Mark Jenner lived with a woman under a fake name. Now she has testified to MPs.
That's members of parliament.
Okay. About the betrayal and humiliation she felt. Is this from America?
No, this happened over in the UK, but it's an interesting story, and I wonder how many times it has happened in the United States.
Sure.
This doesn't sound like something that couldn't happen in the U.S., so...
He was a burly, funny scouser called Mark Cassidy. His girlfriend, a secondary school teacher he shared a flat with for 4 years, believed that they were almost man and wife. Then in
4 years you're living together. I mean, what else would you think?
Dude, 4 years is it's a long time. It doesn't sound like a long time, but if you've ever been in a relationship with someone for 4 years, a lot happens in 4 years.
I'm trying to figure out what a scouser is.
Some sort of British slang.
Yeah, it's probably just a person you don't like. I'm not exactly sure. So.
Then in 2000, as the couple were discussing plans for the future, Cassidy suddenly vanished, never to be seen again.
So this is the cop's fake name?
Yes, Cassidy.
Okay.
Mark Cassidy. An investigation by The Guardian had established that his real name was Mark Jenner. I'm surprised that he used his same first name.
I would think you would have to. If I was going to make up a fake identity, I wouldn't want to get confused about, my name.
Like if I was calling you John, you might not respond fast enough.
Right. I mean, like, it might be a little weird. I don't think that most people would... Oh, I'm sorry. I just wasn't paying attention. I think that would generally knock it off. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of... Marks in the world. His name's Mark. There's a lot of Marks in the world. It was a relatively popular name when I was born, and so it's not a big deal to just use the same first name. I'm sure that if you had some really unusual name, then maybe it might be a better idea. But in this case, I don't think it's the worst idea to use your first name and then change the last one. But I think it's interesting that The Guardian's actually doing some investigative journalism here and trying to find out who this guy was.
Well, it's weird that they're doing an investigation. I mean, as far as she's concerned, he just left, right? He didn't like the commitment and just left would be what I would think, right?
Right. They were talking about a further level of commitment, and then suddenly he's gone.
That happens, I'm sure.
I'm sure it does, you know, just poof. It seems that it's strange that they would investigate, and this is why I think that this may be going on in the United States, because I don't think you could interest any kind of news agency in America to go searching down some ex-boyfriend that ran away after 4 years. And suddenly you're talking marriage. I mean, it doesn't sound like a story at all.
Right. He was an undercover police officer in the Metropolitan Police's Special Demonstration Squad, SDS, one of the two units that specialized in infiltrating protest groups. His girlfriend, whose story can be told for the first time as her evidence to a parliamentary inquiry is made public, said living with a police officer spy has had an enormous impact on her life.
Yeah.
Duh.
I want people to try to imagine this for a second. Especially, I think, in this particular gender dynamic, it's a bigger deal because, I don't know, I think it's just kind of that way with relationships that, you know, I don't know. It seems like it's a worse situation for woman to man than man to woman. Is, you know, this lady puts her trust in this dude. She's totally giving. She's living with him. She's giving herself to him in this way, and you know, it's not the person she thinks it is. He could very well even have been married. Now, obviously, he's going deep cover, and that wouldn't work.
You know what, though? When I think about these kind of situations, I mean, it's totally and completely possible that he could love her because, I mean, what if she was reasonably attractive and she had a good personality and he spent every day with her for 4 years? Like, humans form bonds.
Yeah, absolutely. I imagine he probably did have some kind of feelings for her, but then just picking up and leaving? What the heck's that?
So it sounds like it's awful assignment to give. Like, who could sleep at night? I can't help but feel that he would lay up in bed at night while she was sleeping and just stare at the ceiling and think, like, what am I doing? How could you not?
I don't know. Maybe some level of... maybe sometimes the conscience would get to you, but I think that, you know, when it's your job to act in this way, that you're probably, you know, you're doing it for truth, justice, and the UK way, after all. And so, you know, I imagine he probably gave himself a pass.
Yeah. She says, it has impacted seriously on my ability to trust, and that has impacted on my current relationship and other relationships. It has also distorted my perception of love and perception of sex.
I imagine it would do all those things. I mean, I just can't imagine for a second if suddenly my wife decides that, you know, everything up till now just meant nothing. She picks up and leaves. I'd be left with a whole lot of questions. You know, no explanation, nary an explanation, just poof, she's gone, and I can't find her. I mean, it'd be
you
so
know,
weird. By the way, where are his parents?
This happened, actually, to me once. Not this situation, but I had a boyfriend situation, probably together about a year, lived together, and one day he just was not answering my phone calls, and I was concerned because he would always answer my texts and phone calls, and I worked an hour away, and I had to wait all day, and it just killed me, and I came home, and he just wasn't there.
So he was living with you, and he was just
gone. His cat was gone, and his stuff was gone.
Wow.
And it destroyed me. Like, I mean, you just, under those circumstances, you know, you're hurt, you're also scared, you're confused, there's all kinds of emotions, and I remember at that time, like, just having some really dark thoughts.
So what was the most difficult part of that? Because I think some people think that this is an easy way to break up. What is the most, what was the part that was most difficult for you? What hurt you the most about that?
Well, I think the lack of, just caring enough to say something to your face, you know, the lack of being concerned with, I was concerned all day. I thought something had happened to him.
Sure.
And so as soon as I realized that this had been intentional, I kind of felt hurt that you would want to put me through the stress of wondering where you are in concern of you.
Yeah.
So that was really painful. It was so bad. It was so many emotions at once that it was just awful. I just remember.
How long do you think it took you to sort of put that behind you?
He actually came back, so he had some sort of panic attack, and I finally was able to get a hold of him. I called his parents. His dad was so mean to me.
Okay.
And I convinced him to come back just to help me because we rented a house together, and I was like, you're going to leave me here with all these bills, and this is not a good situation. Come back. We have two rooms. If you want to break up, we can break up, but you have to help me close this house out and, like, deal with this.
Right.
And he came back, and we were just friends, and it was really rocky for a while. Like, it was really weird, and there was some bad tension, and just over time, it kind of smoothed itself out.
Mm.
And
how long was it that he was gone?
He was gone, like, a week.
That's a pretty scary thing. I mean,
it was really hard to work.
You got the full-on experience of what it would be like.
Yes.
Anyway, 855-453, Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about. We were talking about marijuana in the last hour and legalization and driving on it. 855-453.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live with Mark
and Julia.
You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. And I want to tell you about the way to get storable food. There's lots of reasons that you might want storable food. And, well, we make it, we have the very best available to you at food.freetalklive.com. It's the Legacy Premium brand. And with them, you get, with the Legacy Premium brand, you get 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food, and you get it for less than $1.50 a meal. You'd think when I, you know, list off all those, you know, free of this, free of that, and then at $1.50, that this stuff would taste terrible. But I've had these meals, and they're delicious. In fact, I'd be willing to, you know, say that I'd eat these any time of the year. There's not a problem at all. It's the cost is about on average half of what the competition is, and the Legacy Premium brand is one of the very few that includes a nitrogen in its nitrogen flushed pouch, a oxygen absorber. This is important. If you want food that'll last 25 years, you need to put the oxygen absorber in there. You need to make sure these Mylar pouches are sealed separately. And a lot of these types of storable food, they'll come in a can. A big can, like a number 9 can. I don't know what the number is, but those are these big cans. And when you open up one of those big cans, you got to eat all that food. So you can't just take them for camping or something like that, maybe on for an evening camping. The Legacy Premium brand is great for that. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. There's free shipping on every order. Just go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there. I found the comparison chart to be very motivating when I was searching online for stored food. And we've got some great specials there that are available to the end of the month. It's food.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Free Talk Live. Hey, this the marijuana law.
Yeah.
Isn't there a problem because THC stays in the system for like 2 months?
As I understand it, there is some kind of other test that allows them to test how stoned you are at the time. And it has something to do with testing the marijuana in the blood, having to do with nanograms. I'm not 100% sure.
So what are they going to do? Draw blood from you?
Well, you don't think they'll draw blood from you? I mean, there's cops acting like phlebotomists all across America. It's not a particularly unusual thing.
And then, you know, the federal government doesn't want us to know that they entered this UN treaty in like 61, and it didn't go into effect until 64.
Okay.
But like the 17 states that using the medical marijuana in Washington and Colorado that legalize it, they're all in like contempt of the world court now because the feds don't really know how to handle it because they're going to have to come clean and say, hey, you know, we're under some treaty that we're not allowed to have the marijuana or something like that, you know.
Really?
So now all the cards got to get played.
A treaty, and I don't know the specifics of the treaty you're saying here, but a treaty becomes the Constitution. When a treaty is accepted and ratified, it is part of the Constitution of the United States of America. So at that point, then marijuana is, illegal. You know, marijuana being illegal is then part of the Constitution. That's an interesting aspect.
Yeah, but there's a big movement throughout the world now that, you know, we got to put hemp on the table, this plant.
Yeah, it seems crazy to me that for whatever reason they want to throw people that are smoking marijuana in jail.
Feeds you, clothes you, houses you, makes fuel for you and medicine. That's why they want to keep it from us.
Yeah, we should break that down because you say that every time you call, but I think it's worth talking about. When you say it feeds you,
the most nutritious food known to mankind.
Yep, the hemp oil and the hemp seed is definitely something that people can eat. Is there, we're not just talking about pop brownies here.
It's the most nutritious food known to mankind, and it's illegal to grow in the United States of America.
So, and of course, clothing.
Insidious.
Of course, clothing. I mean, there's hemp clothing out there.
It surpasses is cotton. It's superior than cotton.
How so?
In strength, durability.
Certainly not comfort.
Well,
I had a hemp tie.
They have not much fun. Refinery techniques now.
Make it a little more comfortable.
Soft.
Well, if you think about it,
I wouldn't want a hemp undershirt.
Because
the
of the
rub my minis.
Because of
the houses it could build would be cheaper and better than houses built by timber out of the woods.
They have hempcrete. It's true.
I was going to say that the reason why hemp clothes are they're so expensive today. If you're going to buy a hemp clothes, because it has to be imported, right? Because it's illegal. So
can't grow it.
So if there are, maybe there are effort, like refinery ways that you could make it nicer, like Dave said, but because it's already so expensive, that would just add to the cost, so they can't use those methods. That's just a guess. I'm just throwing that out there. But that
the technology is here for the textile portion of cannabis. They can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah. I hope to see that these legalization efforts in Colorado and Washington take off. It seems to me, because Colorado is not even a solid blue state; it's more like a purple state. I hope that it takes off. Maybe it'll hit the other blue states out there. Maybe it'll be some more purple states. I don't know what direction it's going to take, but it's just in this time when it's so expensive.
To ask the president, why doesn't he allow United States farmers to grow the most nutritious food known to mankind?
And hemp's just half of it, though. I mean, they're throwing people in jail for smoking pot. They're not smoking hemp. And that's a big waste of money.
And
there's
just
hundreds of thousands of Americans in jail right now.
That's just putting a smile on your face. There's nobody ever OD'd on marijuana. And it doesn't cause birth defects. And it doesn't hurt. It's all a lie. The lie, it has been exposed.
There are some effects that can occur from smoking marijuana, but they tend to be significantly less. It's a far less harmful drug than
not a Schedule One drug.
It certainly doesn't belong there. Dave, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. 855-450-FREE.
It's not the most nutritious seed in the world or whatever. Who cares? If somebody wants to eat it, they should be able to grow it.
Indeed. We eat flax seed. There's all kinds of seeds out there that we eat. But, the reason that marijuana is, I think, still illegal is because it's so easy to find as far as drugs go. It's so much harder for the law enforcement to find other drugs compared to marijuana.
Yeah.
And, they can bust just so many more people.
Well, good marijuana smells strong. Even if you've got it hidden away in your car, they can smell it when they get to the door.
The doggies can smell it. There's no doubt about it. Especially get them to where they're really liking it. 855-450-FREE. Tell me the downsides here. I don't know. Marijuana being legalized, it's hard for me to see the downsides being too terrible compared to the upsides. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a
year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Julia.
Like I said, 855-453. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition and knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, everything that the outdoor enthusiast might need, ManVentureOutpost.com has it. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Julia, you were sharing a story from RawStory.com.
Yes, we were talking about police officer spies who basically took on fake identities and were with women for long periods of time. So, continuing the article, another woman, she had been psychologically traumatized after discovering that the father of her child, who she thought had disappeared, was Bob Lambert, a police spy who vanished from her life in the late 1980s. Wow. Children involved?
Oh, yeah. Well, these guys are living with these women for years. There's no way that there aren't going to be some children sired in this relationship. I mean,
you know what's weird?
This is why this is so utterly irresponsible for the government to put in these moles that are going to get in relationships with people. And, for these long periods of time.
Isn't I don't know what the laws are like in the UK, but if this is a father who disappeared in the United States, that's child's, like, is he's not paying child support.
Abandonment, yeah.
And it seems like, I could be wrong, but I know, like, with their maternity laws and things in the UK are much more lenient than ours, so I would think that they would have some strict child support laws.
Maybe.
That's just a guess.
I couldn't say. It seems very, it seems pretty crazy. Let's go to the phone. We got John in Alaska. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
How are you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Anyway, I just was listening and... every time I listen to the radio, you seem like you got that guy that's higher than a kite on there.
He may be high. Maybe he just sounds that way.
Well, I definitely would like to see what he is, because he sounds like he's a Cheech and Chong drone.
I always thought he kind of sounded like Rocky, but a lot of people say he sounds like Chong.
Yeah, I mean, he never has any point except he wants to smoke some more pot.
Well, he is a marijuana activist.
That's okay. I have nothing against that. It's just, I don't know how he gets in there. It's like he's on there weekly when I listen to him. He doesn't ever sound like he's intelligent.
Well,
he just got off a pipe.
It's been a long time since he's called in. Maybe you're just hypersensitive to it because you don't like the way he sounds or something.
No, I don't care how he sounds.
Okay.
It's just he doesn't ever have a point. Except to talk very slowly, like he's just got a big, giant bud down his throat.
Is there anything else on your mind, John?
Yes, there is.
Yes.
I'd like to know if you can answer this question for me. Does the police department of this United States, across the board, do they have to be drug tested? Or is it a violation of their privacy laws, as I've been told?
I would imagine that they usually unions are pretty good about keeping people from being drug tested, so I would imagine they don't have to be drug tested.
If they do, it's just one initial. Like, if they do, they do it once when they first join, and they call it, like, they're subject to random drug tests, but they never do it again. That's the way it is at most jobs that drug test.
And none of them are legislators, Congress, or any of them are subject to that either.
I am
a union member.
Okay.
And I was tested randomly.
Okay.
Whenever they called us, we had to go in.
Okay.
And I've heard that the police department has said it's a violation of their privacy.
What did you do that you had to be tested regularly?
But just worked.
But did you drive something big?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I had a CDL, and that was across the board that you had to, whenever they called you in, you had to go get drug tested.
It does seem like they're always after the people that drive something big.
Yeah.
More so that seems to be the people that they want to go after. I can't answer the question for sure, John. Maybe a listener, maybe there's a law enforcement officer listening. I'm certain there's a law enforcement officer listening. Maybe they want to call in and share that information.
I'd just like to know. I'd like to know if they don't, because of what I have heard is that it was a violation of their privacy. And if bus drivers get tested, why not police officers and Congress and a whole bunch of them?
Makes sense.
They don't seem to. They're exempt. They're running the country and they're hiring kites.
Certainly the politicians aren't getting tested. You can believe that. John, thanks for the call.
Okay. There's been too many of them that have been caught doing things.
Right. They're above it. They're too big to fail.
Yeah.
as it were. So go on with the story, Julia.
Mm-hmm. A third woman, speaking publicly for the first time about her six-year relationship with Mark Kennedy, a police officer who infiltrated environmental protest groups, said, "You could imagine that your phone might be tapped or that somebody might look at your emails, but to know that somebody was in your bed for 6 years, that somebody was involved in your family life to such a degree, that was an absolute shock."
Yeah, I can only imagine that this is a shocking situation to realize that you've been in a relationship with somebody. I mean, these are 4-year relationships you're talking about here, 6-year relationships.
With children.
I don't I mean, a six-year relationship, I've never had, before my wife, I never had a two-year relationship, I don't think.
No, I had 2 4-year relationships, basically, and they were,
that's a long time.
Yeah. Their moving testimony led the committee to declare that undercover operations have had a terrible impact on the lives of these innocent women. The MPs are so troubled about the treatment of the women, as well as the ghoulish practice in which undercover police adopted the identity of dead children, that they have called for an urgent cleanup of the laws governing covert surveillance operations.
This is funny. The police departments need laws to prevent them from going in and pretending to be people that they aren't, from just telling big fat lies.
That is, it's one of those stories that you cannot believe is real, because it's absolutely insane.
So this happened in the UK, and it happened several times. These are the women they were able to find. How many women just never suspected that situation? I mean, these guys are poof, they're gone.
Well, and this also, the dates of these relationships were in the 90s and 80s, so it's been going on for a long time, and it's just now being discovered.
Yeah, how many people do they have right now living in apartments with male and female activists in the environmental movement and other movements around Britain? And, if they shut this program down, how are they going to get out of it? How are they going to extricate themselves from these situations? This is sick and weird.
Yeah.
How many other countries is this going on in? And is it going on in the United States? I'd say, yeah, I'll bet it is going on in the United States. Absolutely. This kind of clandestine thing is the kind of thing that, the movies are based on. And, people like this kind of fun stuff. It's fun to play spy, and if you get paid to do it, why wouldn't you?
Well, imagine how powerful you could feel if you were able to manipulate somebody in this way. Like, even unintentionally, you were able to get somebody to bring them into your home and trust you and love you, and they have no idea that it's all a lie.
All alive.
I mean, that's sick, man.
It's head games. Crazy head games. And it does is leaving fatherless children.
Yeah.
Who's paying for that? The taxpayers are, I guess. I mean, it's destroying lives, destroying families. This is crazy stuff. I guess it's what the state does. 855-450-FREE. Can you defend this kind of weirdness? Can anybody? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sorry about that. I call it a technical difficulty, but it was really just my mistake. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the article here, and I'm so stupefied by this article. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
These police officers living with women in the UK, and I wonder where else in the world this is happening. Living in the UK with women and pretending to be their boyfriends or being their boyfriends, having sex with them, fathering children, and then disappearing. Poof. Like,
I wonder
in the night.
If this has happened the other way around. Like, is there situations where women are going undercover to be in relationships with men? Because if not, it's kind of sick that they're, like, preying on women.
I wonder to myself, for me, I'm left thinking that it's a larger crime to prey on the women than it is on the men. I normally wouldn't take this position, but it seems that way.
I think especially in the situation with the children, it is definitely a worse crime because you're leaving somebody with another being to take care of by themselves when you pretended like you had the intention to stay.
And it's so trite and common for a guy to pretend to want a relationship in order to get sex that in this case, them pretending to want a relationship in order to get sex and find out what's going on in the environmental movement or something.
Yeah. Strange. It says here, Jenner infiltrated left-wing political groups from 1994 to 2000, pretending to be a joiner interested in radical politics. I didn't know that there was radical environmental politics. Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
Like people they chaining themselves up to trees and stuff.
They'll spike trees in order to basically hurt people who are cutting them. They will blow up radio towers. There are all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's this Earth First movement out there, and they're terrorists. I mean, I don't know how to describe them as anything else. If you know something about them, give us a call at 855-450-FREE. But I've just
But not everybody involved in the movement is blowing things up, right? Like, you could be
so.
A supporter of what they stand for and maybe a little naive and not understand, you know, everything they stand for. Like, I know PETA, for example, and the Animal Liberation Front. The Animal Liberation Front is an organization that is okay with blowing up, medical research centers and things like that. And I know people who support them, and they support them under the name of supporting animals, and I don't think they realize everything that they stand for.
I don't think PETA is the same as the animal.
Right. PETA doesn't blow stuff up, but they do support the animal. They've come out publicly in support of tactics by the Animal Liberation Front.
I couldn't say about every tactic that the Animal Liberation Front employs, but yeah, like for instance, my grandmother gave money to PETA, and I think it's just because she wanted animals treated ethically, because they've got a great name. And I don't know that she entirely understood what PETA stood for.
Right.
And that, as I've heard, now I don't know everything that's going on PETA today, but I've heard that PETA's actually killed animals and stuff like that, and that seems weird to me.
They've actually killed a larger percentage of animals than any animal shelter that their supporters go after. And supposedly written in their end goal, basically, is that... pets, you shouldn't have pets. And I think because pets are animals used for the purpose of personal entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that the majority of PETA supporters have pets.
Well, you know, there's a cat that showed up at my house, and I've got a cat door. The cat comes and goes as she pleases. She eats dry, crunchy cat food, but supplements her diet with the brains of rodents. And sometimes I have the delightful experience of picking up the cadavers of these rodents and tossing them out the door. But she does whatever she wants. I mean, how could I possibly be abusing this animal if she just comes in, gets her petting, and then, dips up out of there whenever she feels like it?
I don't know.
I don't entirely understand the stance that that many of them take. But, for instance, do you want to ethically treat... How do you ethically treat a milk cow, a dairy cow?
Animals
have to be milked twice a day.
And their babies are taken away from them?
I understand that there's certainly, that thing, but the cows will line up for milking, and they produce more milk than a baby can drink. I mean, they're bred to produce a lot of milk. So, you're treating the cow poorly by not milking it, and that kind
I would
of thing.
Say you're also treating the cow poorly by taking its baby away, because there is a very strong natural bond that occurs between mother and child of all animals.
I agree with you on that, and I think that there are farmers that do more sustainable kind of breeding practices in that area. I'm not entirely sure what the ethical milk dairy farm is and how it's run, but for instance, I raised some pigs recently. When these when the boys got their when they were neutered or cut is the term that they use to talk about removing their testicles, the die was cast. You're not going to keep around a hog that's for too long, because he's going to grow up. He could be 1,000 pounds, no testicles. What's he doing just laying around there? I mean, he's not.
Yeah.
The die was cast when they were cut, but. Every day my pigs got organic food and a hug and a cupcake. Actually the hug was holding the cupcake back and making them stretch out while I'd hug them and then give them the cupcake. But, these were well-treated animals, and then they had one bad day. And so...
Sounds tasty.
I think that there's better and worse ways to go about breeding animals. They had like 70 radial feet in which to dig up and destroy.
Yeah.
And they did
I like the idea of eating animals that are treated better, not only because I think got a soft spot for animals. I watched Disney movies when I was a kid. Sure, I remember their smiling faces and they were singing songs and stuff. And
thumper.
But in addition, I also like the idea of eating healthier, less stressed out, like less diseased meat. Right. I don't, you know, if I had to pick a human being to eat, I'm not going to eat the one that's diseased and unhealthy and overweight. I'd rather eat the lean, healthy looking strong man.
Yeah, most of these, most of the animals out there are getting all kinds of medications and things that augmentations to get them to grow faster. And I don't think the average person really wants that from their
food. And they don't get sunlight. They're kept in these like really dark. I don't know what the purpose of that is, just to save space or something, because they don't let them roam. They keep them all packed up in this awful factory building, and they don't have vitamin D, for example, and a cow that was wandering around in a pasture would have this, because you get vitamin D from the sun. They never see sun, so it lacks that nutrient that the pasture raised one would have.
Yeah, we at my house we spend a bit more in order to get the grass fed meats and things.
I do too,
and I don't know. Am I buying a good feeling? Yeah, I am. I'm buying a good feeling, but I don't have a problem with doing that because I feel like it's a more ethical way to go about treating the animal and the environment. When I buy organic food, it's not because I'm scared of GMOs, which some people are.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever, you should be able to buy what you want. It's because I don't like the way that GMOs are raised. I don't like that they do the spraying down of the field with a Roundup and the runoff from the fertilizer. These things go into, like, the Mississippi River. There's a dead zone the size of New Jersey sitting down at the bottom of the Mississippi River. And, you know, what's that from? Seems reasonable that it might very well be from runoff Roundup.
Yeah, I think that as a libertarian, voting with your dollar is something that it's really important to me, because, I mean, we talk about living with, not government regulation, where we personally are essentially voting by buying choices. Exactly. So I feel, you know, obviously it doesn't work out like that every single time. If I go have a hamburger at a place, it's not likely going to be grass-fed. But when I go grocery shopping, I try really hard to make the most ethical choice as often as I can.
Right. There's no way that you can do that whole ethical. Why? There's not no way. It's hard. It's not the life I want to live that I make that choice every time for every meal. But I make it most of the time for most meals. And
yeah,
that's a powerful statement in and of itself.
I agree.
What are your thoughts on diets and responsibilities and ethics? What are people's responsibilities to the environment? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. It's Mark and Julia with you. 855-450-FREE.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.